Don't say gay? Disney CEO Bob Chapek avoids FL anti-grooming law controversy in commencement speech. By Alana Mastrangelo on May 9, 2022. Disney CEO Bob Chapek made no mention of the California-based company's vow to fight Florida's anti-grooming law during his commencement speech at Indiana University Bloomington over the weekend. Chapek spoke at his alma mater for over 13 minutes but did not once mention the word gay or Florida or Disney's political war with the taxpayers of Florida and the state's parental rights in education law. Watch below. Instead, Chapek insisted that for many people, Disney represents some of that common ground that brings us all together. And it's one of the reasons I'm so proud to lead this fine company. We believe in acceptance. And we believe in a welcoming spirit. And when guests walk through our gates, the points of division just seem to evaporate away, the Disney CEO insisted. Chapek also noted that people feel the way they do about Disney because of the stories that we tell. Elsewhere in his speech, Chapek botched the Disney World motto, referring to the theme park as the happiest place on earth, rather than the most magical place on earth. If you don't think taking the high road means letting go of your beliefs or principles, don't think that, because you haven't let them go, you've just chosen to seek common ground above the fray, Chapek told the Indiana University graduates. Maybe they'll understand you, maybe you'll understand them. Maybe nobody's mind ever changes, but you'll come together in some way, the Disney CEO added. In a March 28 statement, Disney said our goal as a company is for this law to be repealed by the legislature or struck down in the courts. Meanwhile, Disney stock is tanking, making the Walt Disney Company the worst performing stock in the Dow Jones Industrial Average for the past year, while a flood of families cancel their Disney memberships, from amusement parks to Disney Plus streaming, over the company's leftist, LGBTQIA+ agenda. Moreover, a few weeks ago, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a law that eliminates a statute that has for decades allowed the entertainment giant to act as a local government in Orlando, making it so that taxpayers are no longer burdened with funding Disney's public services. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.